Ian Chesterman has been good enough to join me, the AOC Chef de Mission. Ian, welcome to the program. Thanks a lot for your time.
G'day, Dwayne. Good to talk to you.
You've been involved in some phone hookups overnight, I understand, with the IOC. Can you give us the latest news for all of us who would love the Olympics to go ahead but are a little worried it might not?
Yeah, we all would love the Olympics to go ahead, and that's, you know, would obviously be a great outcome, but it's incredibly difficult circumstances the world finds itself in. So we know we're a part of that, and there's a lot of people out there who are doing it hard at the moment, and we'll continue to do so. But from our point of view, if we could get the Olympic Games off, it would be a beacon of hope for people. I think the Japanese government said if we can get these games off, it actually shows that we can get coronavirus under control, because that's what it's going to need to take to get all our athletes into the games and home from the games safely. And that's, you know, athletes all around the world. So it's a big challenge that we're facing at the moment, but we're very much planning and hoping that we can get our teams over there.
So you spoke to people from various countries around the world, around the globe, that are facing this from their own perspective of their own country. We're 4 months away. July 24, it's when it's due to start. You're telling me there's other people in other countries that believe that there is some light at the end of the tunnel that soon?
Yeah, absolutely. There's it was voted on by the G7 leaders just a few days ago when they were with Prime Minister Abe from Japan. So there's certainly a hope out there, but no one's underestimating the challenge. And what the IOC has said overnight, what they gave us comfort in saying, is that any decisions they make going forward now will be based on making sure that it's a safe environment for all our athletes, and that there's no spread of the virus because of that. And also that they will always look after the well-being of athletes in Olympic sports. So that's the basis on which they'll make decisions going forward. They're saying with 4 months to go, we can't make that call yet. There's still hope that in Japan and we can put in place an environment which is safe for athletes and they get these games off.
So
and
what's
that's really
the, date?
The only basis on which, that's really the only basis on which, you know, the games can proceed. So we're putting in place, you know, a plan at the moment to be able to make sure all our athletes are coronavirus free. But, you know, that we need to have a safe environment in Japan for them to compete against as well. We need to be able to get them home without incurring any, you know, problems. So it's a big challenge everyone's facing.
And if some countries can't go, if, say, the Italians can't go or the Americans can't go, is it still an Olympics worth having if some countries can't send their athletes?
Yeah, it's certainly, you know, a challenge for everybody to make sure that we can get everybody there fit and healthy. So, you know, I think that's just, you know, a number of the challenges that we face between, or the IOC faces between now and the 24th of July. But they have given us comfort that they will always take, you know, as their primary consideration, the well-being of our athletes, the ensuring that we don't contribute to the spread of coronavirus, and at the forefront of things will be the well-being of our athletes and our Olympic sports, and those are very important.
Ian Chesterman, the AOC chef de mission, is with me, and that is an issue because all of a sudden, even if we get to the stage where the Olympics can take place on July 24, all of a sudden you're welcoming a lot of people from a lot of countries into one particular place like Tokyo, and there must be a lot of health people, experts being consulted on whether that's a good idea or not.
Yeah, I think that's the key thing. It's in the hands of the health experts. So the World Health Organization is the primary advisor to the International Olympic Committee. And, you know, they'll be very powerful in the decision about, you know, whether these games go ahead or not. So it's got to be based on best health practice, and it's got to be with a clear understanding of what's happening around the world. Now, we're not experts about that here. But we do put trust in the World Health Organization to lead us through this very difficult time and to ensure when we come up against the criteria which the IOC have set, which is this safety to all involved in the games, that we don't spread the virus and we look after the sports, but the right decisions are made.
So what's the date that a decision has to be made? July 24 is the start date set down for the Olympic Games in Tokyo. Is there a date that we'll arrive at where you have to make a yes or no call? What's that date look like being?
Yeah, that's going to be a decision, you know, that's going to have to be made by the Japanese government and the IOC based on that advice from the World Health Organization. I'm not privy to that, and it's at the end of the day, it's a decision for the
IOC and the Japanese authorities to decide whether the games go ahead or not. And I'm sure they're taking the matter very seriously.
Qualification, it's going to change the qualification for a lot of pre-Olympic events not taking place. How do you work through that with Australia's athletes?
Yeah, it's a big challenge. Actually, we've already got 66% of our team who have earned their quota spot in the game, so that's probably better than what they say globally is happening at 57%, I think it is. So we're slightly ahead of the curve there. Obviously, all our big teams in terms of hockey and football and rugby sevens, etc., have already earned their quota spot. So that's good. But look, it's a huge challenge, but it's one of the at the moment the IOC and the international federations are working through. They said they'll come back with a plan by the end of April, so we'll need to wait and see that. And it obviously won't be a perfect outcome. We're just going to try and make it as good as we can possibly get.
And last one, is postponing an option? I know that Japan's weather is going to make it a difficult one. Is postponing by a year an option? What are the other options that are available to the IOC?
Yeah, and under the host city contract, you've got running the games or cancelling them. Postponing is not an option. So it's a fairly stark decision that has to be made. And we remain ever hopeful that the world is in a situation where the games can be run safely.
And would summer here be an option if November, December wasn't an option for a country like Japan or Tokyo? Would somewhere else in the world be an option?
Look, I think the game's taken an enormous amount of organisation. It's taken the Japanese 6.5 years to be in the position they are now. It's not a flick of the switch job, but you can just all of a sudden move it somewhere else.
No, fair call. Appreciate you joining me, and I thank you for your time.
Okay, Dwayne. No worries. Thanks
for the call. Bye-bye. AOC Chef de Michon giving us the latest. So it's either do it or cancel it, and it'll be somewhere else at another time, or maybe not have an Olympics at all in this four-year rotation if Tokyo can't host it on July 24. Wasn't able to give us an absolute date as to what the deadline might be for people to get a decision made as to whether they are going ahead or not. But, yeah, watch this space, because at the moment they are going ahead, the Olympics in Tokyo, from July 24. So given that how many people around the world in different countries are making a decision based on the thought that maybe it's going to be okay by July 24, then obviously there's a lot of optimists involved in that little meeting that was had last night through members of the IOC. We'll take a break. More of your calls after it. You're with Dwayne's World, 1300 736 736.